How to plan and celebrate your wedding in 7 days, not less, or how to not be an overnight success. You know how folks out in internet land like to act like an overnight success? How I got to 70,000 subscribers in 2 days. How I went from zero to six figures in 30 minutes. Well, this post is kind of like that. Insert crying laughing emoji. Are you still with me? Awesome. This could be love. What I mean by that is while I'm going to break down what happened in the feverish 7 days leading up to me and my now husband eloping, we didn't actually go from concept of getting married to getting married in 7 days. The topic has been floating around for, 2 to 3 years, i.e. the instant we got engaged and every last person began grilling us over wedding details. Hashtag deer in the headlights, hashtag totes unprepared, hashtag wait, should we know that already? Who knew? So for some time, weekends had been blocked, schedules cleared, and dreams and schemes underway. There were even Pinterest boards and even maybe dress try-ons, though in the end, none of that really mattered. As two crazy kids in love who have been crystal clear for a long time that they were meant to spend their lives together, me and my sweetie, we only got seriously serious the 7 days leading up to the magical day. So in today's note, I'm sharing with you how to plan and celebrate your wedding in 7 days, not less. Day one, be crystal clear to pull this off. It's got to be just you two. It's amazing how much more planning comes into play the minute you introduce a person or two into the fold. Lodging, schedules, opinions, whims, demands. For maximum execution at this point, you gotta keep it tight and right with the two. You can always have a big shindig later. Day two, secure an officiant. This will determine A, that you're legally married when you do get hitched, and B, what day you can hold your ceremony. You gotta check your officiant's availability and work out a date that works for the bride, the groom, and the officiant. Pro tip, go ahead and get your marriage license while you're at it. Seriously. Day three, run around like an insane person. Repeat for the remaining days. Sure, your officiant gave you availability spanning over 2 weeks and beyond, but you chose his first available spot because why not? Better to be married first and use the rest of your vacay as your honeymoon, right? Hashtag logic. Don't have a plan for your hair, no nail appointment, no suit, details that you haven't even thought of yet? No sweat. No time like the present. Book those beauty appointments, call in favors, and pay what they ask because time. Day four, find lodging fit for a bohemian bride. First, be sure the location you were planning on staying is on fire, because at the time, Big Sur was experiencing forest fires. And then make sure that you've picked a weekend where there's an annual international car show, resulting in every location being booked. Don't worry, with love and luck on your side, you will find the most perfect cozy place, complete with fireplace, fresh cookies, and the yummiest beds. Day five, wait, you have a photographer, right? Okay, if you don't, book one now. Contact everyone in the area, and if they respond saying they're booked, ask them for recommendations. Trust, it will work out. Hashtag trust, hashtag faith, hashtag iPhones also take rad pictures, hashtag it also may be time to purchase a camera and a tripod, hashtag just saying. Day six, travel to your location by plane, sailboat, car, or whatever you choose. Just be sure to have some fun mind-bender games to occupy your mind so you don't combust with excitement. Day seven, wedding day. Enjoy your magical day. Let all the small stuff go. Focus on the love, and whatever happens is perfect and meant to be. Lucky you. And a bonus, day eight, honeymoon it up. Plus, make a plan for your life together. Everything in your relationship may look the same, but it's different now. Make plans that honor why the universe brought you together in the first place. And there you have it. A bit tongue-in-cheek, yes. Accurately captures the feeling leading up to the big day, you better believe it. How people sustain that level of details and intensity for a year, this girl will never know. Thank you so much for the love, congratulations, and well wishes. I have received each and every one as a genuine blessing over this union that was put in motion 11 years ago and has been written in the stars for eternity. Now, I want to hear from you. Have you ever pulled off something major on a super tight deadline? Share your stories in the comments on jennifercovington.com. They always make for great stories. I can't wait to read what you write, and I will catch you next week.